786-8686.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
Crossing over, the crossover. And now that we have crossed over, don't be like Lot's wife. Lot's wife, look back. There was something there in Sodom that had her affections. On the other side, it was good, but it's about to get great. We all like the good, but I prefer the God to the good, and it's going to get great. It's going to get greater and greater. So we looked at a number of things, and I'll just go over these quickly. And we looked at the first thing that we talked about, which is an indication that we are under the portal and that we have crossed over. You know, we can use those different terms synonymously, crossing over to take over or under the opened heaven. And we see examples of this in the scripture. And the first thing that we looked at, number one, was that the spirit of slavery, the spirit of fear, is crushed by the spirit of adoption. And that spirit of adoption is the spirit that leads us to God. I oftentimes think about if Adam had not hidden himself, or if he had have hidden when he heard God, if he'd have run to him instead of hiding from him. That spirit is broken. You know, some people are afraid. But as we talked about Sunday, he's Abba Father. He's Daddy God. You know, he cares for you. He knows you. Amen. He knows how to comfort you. So the spirit of slavery, the bondage that leads to bondage and fear, that is broken. Look at somebody and tell them, that's been broken. Now don't be like Peter talks about the sow that returns to the mire or the dog. Have you ever seen a dog do that? I've seen a dog do that. I had a dog. I saw him do that once. It was like, yuck. But he ate something that didn't agree with him. Or whatever, and he heated it up. He smelled it, he walked away from it, then he went back to it. You know, in Rome, that's how they used to have feasts and banquets. That's how they could do it for so long. They would eat, they'd be drunk, and then they would heave up, and they'd eat it over. Let's not be like them going back. Tell somebody, I ain't going back. I'm not going back to the same mindset. I'm not going back to same habits. Every day I'm going to press into God to hear his voice. I want to hear God's voice. You know, there are things we do routinely, but we can do that with a fresh anointing, with a fresh joy. And then there are things that God will add that are new to us. Amen? And we don't have the spirit of slavery where we're afraid of new things. Okay, we looked at 5 points there. When that happens, number one, our faith is in his word. Our faith is in his word. Number two, our trust is in his nature. We trust God's nature, his character, his attributes. He says he is immutable. He doesn't change. We trust him. We trust that he loves us, that he cares for us, that he will protect us. He will provide for us, that he will cover us. All these things, we trust in God's character. You know, sometimes you can go through things in life where you develop distrust. You know, you've been done wrong by people perhaps that were close to you. They failed you or misused you, abused you. So God has to heal that. But tell somebody, I trust him. We can trust in God's nature. Amen. He's sovereign and he won't change. What he said before the foundation of the world about you, he's holding fast to that. And what he said about you, he's toward you are thoughts of peace and not evil, to give you an expected end. All right? So our trust is in his nature. Number three, our confidence is in his power. Not in our gift, not in our expertise, but our confidence is in God's power. Look at somebody and tell them, God's got plans for you. Look at them again and tell them, and it's bigger than you think. Look at them again and tell them, and it's going to work out in ways you don't think. Why? We trust in his power. Oh, boy, I'm feeling the Holy Spirit here right now. We trust in his power. Amen? Then, number four, we have boldness because of his sovereignty. We're bold because of his sovereignty. When you truly believe and understand that God is in control, then we can speak for him, we can act for him, we can live for him boldly. Because whoever has a say-so, God has the last say-so. Amen. When it's all said and done, and if God be for you, who can be against you? And tell somebody, God is for me. So if he's for you, who can be against you? So we trust, or we have boldness in his sovereignty. He's sovereign. And there are some that are going to come out, that are going to come out of the background. I'll say there are some that are going to come out of hiding. Not that you're hiding from, but you've just been hidden. But God's going to bring you out to the forefront. Even though that might not be your personality, and no, God's going to bring you out to lead something, to be out front, to be over some things. Boldness and his sovereignty. Number five, our wisdom is in his ways. You remember Reverend Ike? You can't lose with the stuff I use. The Georgia prophet. Well, when it comes to the wisdom of God, you can't lose with the stuff God uses. There is no counsel against God. Now, somebody can have an opinion that's different from yours. And they might be right. They might have more information. But when it comes to God, there is no counsel against him. He speaks from the place of knowing. And what he says is, and we have access to that counsel. And so our wisdom is in his ways. His ways. Look at someone, tell them, do it God's way. I will say that to my grave. If you'll do it God's way, you will have God's results. God's ways don't always seem like the fastest way or the most conventional way. But if you'll listen to him and do it his way, you'll find that when you do it his way, stuff opens. Things will open up. Things will happen that are almost supernatural. It'll blow your mind. Our wisdom is in his ways. Then we went to number two. I don't know if we started number two yet. But let's start number two. This is the second point. This is a convincing proof. This is convincing proof that we've entered the portal. Number two, the spirit realm will be accessible to you. The spirit realm will be accessible to you. Tell somebody right now, the heavens are opened. If you don't know that tonight, you better ask somebody. You better get to where you figure this thing out. It's open. And the first thing I want to say, if you'll turn with me to Psalm 110. Psalm 110, verse 1. And we have 6 points there that we're going to cover tonight. the Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou at my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool. Let's stop there for a moment. Go back to verse 1. The Lord said unto my Lord. Now, when he said, the Lord said unto my Lord, he's talking about the Father speaking to the Son. The Father, let me say, said unto Jesus, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool. Now, this is David talking. And David, being the man of God that he was, and I want to say to you, you don't have to necessarily be a David, just be born again. You have access to the spirit realm. I want you to think about this a moment. David was listening in on a conversation that was in heaven. The Lord, I heard him talking. He said unto my Lord, sit thou here until I make your enemies your footstool. David penned a lot of this stuff. I'll go as far as to say this. For those that are truly walking after God, there are going to be times that the spirit realm and the natural realm overlap. You're not going to know whether you're in the spirit or in the physical. It's going to be that real. And it is real. And that realm is more real. But here we see where David heard this. They weren't talking to David. They were talking to each other. My Lord said unto, the Lord said unto my Lord. He wasn't talking to me, but I heard him. Who is that? Sit thou here until I make thine enemies thy footstool. Listen, number one, you're going to hear the voice of God and live by it. I'm imparting this to you. Well, let me say this. It's already imparted to you. I'm helping you to identify. Give you grounds to stand on. Okay? You will hear the voice of God and live by it. Matthew chapter 4 and verse 4. Let's use that verse there. Matthew chapter 4 and verse 4. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. You often hear the phrase, the proceeding word. What we have here, what we call the Bible, it's the Word of God. More so, it's the Logos. It's the written word. And you can go back to this over and over again. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, you'll find the same verse. When we talk about hearing the voice of God, it's not just what necessarily is written.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service, Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed.